This is Mr. Candle with Growing Pains. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle, sitting here on your bedside table, ready to tell you a story from my journeys all around the world, visiting boys and girls just as they're getting ready to go to sleep. Now, your mommy and your daddy are here, joining you as you have this candle on your bedside table, sparkling beautiful shadows and light across your face, saying that you're such a beloved child, for you are a beloved child. During the night, oftentimes, we wake up with terrible pains, and we say, "Ow, ow!" And our legs hurt, or our arms hurt, or our back hurts, and we're having what are called growing pains. And these are pains where our muscles and our bones and our body is not always keeping up with each other on their growing ability. And so little tweaks or little pains are felt for a moment as the stretch takes along, as the growing takes on. And it's a wonderful thing, but it's not very pleasant when you're experiencing it. And anyone who's ever had growing pains, and I imagine most people have, are very aware that that's not the most fun thing in the world. Now, I was talking with a wonderful little boy who he and his sister were living in a very nice house over in East Orange, New Jersey, and they were happy kids. They were just such happy kids. And they were eating well, and they were playing well, and they would come home from school, and they would do their homework, and then they'd go to bed, and they'd be happy kids. But one night, both of them started squealing and screaming, and their mother and dad came running into their room. "What's the matter, sweethearts?"
I hurt, my leg hurts. You know, I got a cramp in my leg, I got a feeling in my arm."
And so mother and dad would massage their arm and massage their leg and say, "That's okay now. That's just part of growing up. That's just part of becoming adults."
"But I don't like to hurt like that."
"Well, nobody likes to hurt like that, but it's only for a few moments and then it's gone. It's just your body working harder in one area than another and not having the perfect balance. That'll take care of itself very soon, because when you're young, when you're little, your body wants to grow and grow and grow so fast. And sometimes all of the areas of your body just don't get the message to grow harmoniously together. But that will come, that will come, and perhaps even tomorrow night you won't have it anymore, because that will come. Mommy, Daddy, tell us a story. Tell us a story that will make our thoughts be good again." "Well, yes. One time, there was a little boy and a little girl, and they lived in East Orange, New Jersey."
That's where we live, Mom."
"That's right. And they had many friends. And they would go out in the yard and play, and their friends would come over and get on their swing set and their teeter-totter, and would just have such a great time. Well, each of the little children heard that you had growing pains. And so all of your neighbor friends says, 'Come on, Patricia, come on, Patty, tell us all about this wonderful growing pains that hurt but go away.' And Patricia and Patty began to tell them about the growing pains. And they said, 'Well, you know, our body is a wonderful body. But sometimes our body gets so excited, it sometimes forgets to follow the rules and have everything grow at the same way. So sometimes our bones and our tendons and our muscles and our stuff just doesn't all grow at the same speed. And so there's a little tension here and there. There's a little pull here and there. Now, hey, Patty, Patricia, those are big words to use for us. Okay, I'm sorry. And sometimes it hurts. But when Mommy and Daddy come in and massage the arm or the leg, it seems to all go away. And then Mommy said it would not come back again. We wouldn't have to have it anymore because we now had it and it's over with.
You mean to say you gotta have something like that?
No, no. It's just that once the body has got the message that it has to work in harmony and balance, then it doesn't pull anymore. It all works in harmony and balance.
Oh. Oh. I had growing pains the other night, but my mommy and daddy didn't come in and do anything about it. I just was crying in bed. Nobody heard me.
Well, now you know. It's not a bad thing. It's just something that comes and we just let it be. But growing pains are not bad. And growing pains are not long. But growing pains show that we're growing up. And we're getting to be older all the time. And our body is ready to leap into being young people. Not just little children like we are right now, but into young people. Into teenagers. And wow! Wonderful things happen because the body just seems to come alive. That's what my mommy says.
Hey, isn't that neat?
And all the children who were playing with Patty and Patricia in the backyard, they said, Patty, Patricia, you got the neatest mommy and daddy. They know everything.
Whenever I got a problem, I'm going to come over and ask you to ask your mommy and daddy because they know how to answer a question.
And Patty and Patricia said, all right,
I'm sure my mom and dad would be happy to do that.
Okay, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman now. He has his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you. And you're going to go to sleep and have wonderful dreams. So snuggle in your blankets now. Call your mommy and daddy. Give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And be ready for wonderful dreams. Okay, this is Mr. Sandman and Mr. Candle, and we'll be back another time as I bring you another story from Mr. Candle. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.